CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Connecting the dots. New evidence appearing to link the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, to the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Fingerprints on a water bottle, the same fake ID that was used at a New York hostel, and shell casings found at the site of the shooting that matched the gun found on Mangione. Questions over who is flying large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. Right now on Wall Street, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as it's announced that he'll be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
The media's tamed down a little bit. They're liking us much better now, I think. If they don't, we'll have to just take them on again, and we don't want to do that. But I do want to thank Time Magazine. I've been on the cover many times. I don't know who has the record.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. This past March, Hospital Sisters Health System closed St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, along with Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Now members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with HSHS to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening the 102-bed Chippewa Falls Hospital. If the co-op determines the building is ready to be reopened, it would be meant to provide health care for the area's residents until the co-op's new community hospital in Lake Halley opens in 2027. St. Joseph's could reopen as early as next fall if that proves financially feasible. The teen who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters was in court Tuesday. The 16-year-old, identified as CPB in court documents, stood mute at his arraignment in Chippewa County Court. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault were entered on his behalf. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. Police say CPB allegedly admitted to the attack, saying he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. The case is being held in adult court, despite a long effort by the boy's attorneys to keep it in juvenile court. Keep a watchful eye out for scams this holiday season. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says phishing continues to be a major issue, so always double-check any emails to make sure they look correct and only shop at secure websites. Miller says you also shouldn't shop on unsecured public Wi-Fi in places like a mall or a restaurant, and help protect the devices of your more vulnerable family members like seniors and children. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers.
So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On Little Cat's Feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I am honored to have none other than Major Beverly Gates of the Salvation Army. Good morning to you, Major Bates. How are you? How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you today?
All right. So tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army is, we are in 133 countries around the world. We are in every zip code there is in the state of Wisconsin. And we're here to serve those in our communities.
How long have you been with the Salvation Army?
I've been with the Salvation Army for 40 years.
40 years. My yes. goodness. All that great work helping all those people.
Well, you know, that's the joy of being able to work with the Salvation Army is the opportunity to really help those in our community.
Well, I wanted to invite you because people in this listening audience may not be aware of a wonderful, wonderful event that is getting ready to celebrate 35 years in the city of Milwaukee. It's called the Christmas Family Feast.
Absolutely. Our Christmas Family Feast is a meal on Christmas Day, so December 25th, and it'll be held at the Baird Center down on Wisconsin Street in Milwaukee here. And we serve about 4,000 people that day a Christmas meal and give them an opportunity just to have a place to go on Christmas Day.
You know, it's a Christmas meal with all the trimmings. You know, I used to, you know, even do a live radio broadcast on Christmas Day. I remember at the Christmas Family Feast, and I can't believe it's 35 years. I used to volunteer working in the kitchen. And there would be 200 turkeys that we would yep. prepare. I mean, to feed 4,000, 5,000 people is more than a notion, and it takes an army of volunteers. How do you begin to organize that many people for one day?
You know, yeah, our volunteer coordinator has been working on this project for a while. Gathering the volunteers that will be needed. We have about 400 or so volunteers that will step in during this time to help us, as you said, in the kitchen. So in the prep work, we start prepping on Friday the 20th and start with the cooking, start with the prepping of that. And we continue on until Christmas Day, where we'll be serving, as you said, a feast consisting of all the good things that you'd have on a regular Christmas meal.
You know, and the meals are so hearty. I mean, everything, you know, not just turkeys. I mean, you've hams, you've got roast beef, you've got everything. And so people may think, well, is this just for homeless people?
You know, this is not just for homeless people. This is for anyone and everyone. If you need a meal, come on down to the Baird Center. It's for everyone. It's for you. It's for your family. It's your friends. We want you to come down and make sure that you have a good meal on Christmas Day.
You know, not to mention you give away an ungodly number of Christmas toys to children. I don't know if you're still doing that, but I know back when I was there, they did. But you've got Christmas carols. You've got everything. Beautiful. So for people who don't know, the Baird Center has been completely a brand new portion of that Baird Center has been built, and it is one of the most beautiful convention centers in the entire country.
You know, the Baird Center is, they have just redone some reconstruction, and we'll be in the main ballroom on the main floor there. It's beautiful, decorated for Christmas, and it'll be, with all the tables set up for serving our guests that day. It will be a beautiful place, an opportunity to just come and relax and enjoy yourself.
You know what? I've always been fascinated by when this event takes place. If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Major Beverly Gates. She is with the Salvation Army, and on Christmas Day, the 35th anniversary of the Christmas Family Feast will be taking place at the Baird Center, downtown Milwaukee, with over 4,000 people will be fed just an unbelievable Christmas dinner, and with all the trimmings and just as festivity goes, it's the trees, all the decorations, all of those things put you in the mood.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not just the meal that's going to be there. We've got Santa's going to be coming for the kids. We have some barbers who are going to be coming in and providing haircuts for individuals. We've got a DJ that's going to be playing music. So it's going to be a great day together.
You know what I love about it the most is there are people who, you know, don't struggle economically. They live in nice suburbs. Finances aren't an issue with them, but they bring their families.
Mm-hmm.
People from all different backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. Everybody comes for the same reason, and it's the spirit that's in that building. And you know, man, really taking the time out to interact with mankind. That's really what that's about.
Right. It really is just a place to feel like you've got a family to come to, just a place to socialize, a place to be with family. I remember last year we had a family come in that was, had hit some hard times, and this was a place for them to sit down as a family and enjoy a meal. You know, so you've got that, and then you've got the numerous volunteers who are there helping, who are also engaging with those that have come to the meal. So it's a great time together.
You know, it's some would say it's the reason for the season. And when what has always been so amazing to me about it is the structure. everybody's where they need to be at the right time to make sure that this works. And so to the people who behind the scenes organized this, again, having been one of those people who was a volunteer, I know the kind of work that goes into this. And when somebody says, I'm going to volunteer to do this, as you just stated, starting Friday the 20th, they don't volunteer for a couple of hours. They make this commitment to organizing this and getting this thing together behind the scenes, and then it culminates with the dinner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, as we're, you know, that prep work, it's setting the tables, it's getting the centerpieces on, it's getting the food cooked, it's getting, you know, all of the, because again, it is a feast. We're having ham and turkey and mashed potatoes and yams and vegetables and dessert.
There's
and
everything.
Drinks, all of that. Everything there, absolutely. But it's also the decorating and setting up and making sure that everybody's organized. It's making sure that we've got the right people, not only serving the, dishing up the food, but it's serving the food to the individuals, because you're waited on. You're not, you don't have to go through a line.
Right.
Bring it to the table. It's all very opportunity just to enjoy.
So is it too late, Major Gates, if someone would want to volunteer?
No, if they want to volunteer, they can go to samilwaukee.org and look for the volunteer button, and it will take you to the various opportunities of volunteering, and they can choose the Christmas family feast.
Well, you may not be a person who, you know, is handy in the kitchen, but there are many different aspects of this, and so you shouldn't feel like if you're not, you know, that you burn toast, that you can't be a part of it, right?
Absolutely. I would not be the one in the kitchen either. but, you know, I know how to serve a plate, or I know how to talk to somebody just to encourage. So, yeah, volunteers are needed in many different areas.
So, again, how can they get in touch with the Salvation Army if they want to volunteer?
SAMilwaukee.org.
So I will be there. I'm going to spend the bulk of Christmas at the family feast volunteering my time.
And, oh, we look forward to seeing you
and
there, Earl.
It's the 35th year anniversary. And so I'm going to look forward to renewing with people that I haven't seen for a number of years. Because there are people who are still there. They've been there since the inception.
Absolutely. People who have been doing this for years and people who it's the first time they've ever done it, all coming together to help our community.
Absolutely. Churches and everybody are organized and all of those people come. So thank you very much, Major Gates. I look forward to talking to you in the future about things that a Salvation Army is engaged in. This is not a one-time connection between you and I.
All right. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you as well. Up next, we're going to be joined by a really good friend, a national radio talk show host, Mr. Jeff Santos, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And as promised, my good friend, Mr. Jeff Santos, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, is on the line. And I just want to say before I bring Jeff on, you know, Jeff has been in communications, you know, in radio, going back to Calvin when they had cans on a string, and that was the way. That was the way that we communicated.
Campbell's soup camp.
How are you doing, my friend?
Well, you know, with that introduction, pretty well. We've come a long way. iPhones and everything else.
Well, you know, Jeff, tell us a little bit about Jeff Santos for people who don't know.
Well, you know, Earl, we met, I believe, in Washington, D.C. at a Families USA event. And I remember we were talking to Dick Gregory about the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl there in 2013. And many other appearances, too, along the way. But, you know, I've been doing talk radio like yourself for a long time. I think I started in about 1999 and I've been doing it ever since off and on. I did some television reporting in New York, covered Capitol Hill for a New York TV station. And I've been doing shows, as I said, since then. But, you know, it's important that we have voices like yours and mine that are progressive populist, because we're outgunned by the other side, and that's been the case for 40 years, my friend. And it seems like we're getting older every day. I'm wearing my Red Sox cap. It's 50 years next year since the 75 World Series, where they actually wore red, white, and blue on the Red Sox. So they made a deal yesterday, so I'm happy.
You know, Jeff, you have interviewed who's who in the political scene and arena for such a long time. Who would you say, out of all the different presidential candidates and others, is probably the one interview that stood out in your career?
Well, I actually had a chance to interview Bill Clinton maybe 2 weeks after he left the presidency. And that was pretty much an exclusive, sort of a rope line thing, kind of, you know, doing something there. And he started talking about, he missed his intern. And so that was an interesting aspect. I asked what he missed most about the White House. And, it's only been a couple of weeks. So that kind of raised a few eyebrows. But I think that, just talking to Bernie Sanders so many times, talking to, of course, Clinton was probably the biggest name. I've had a really good relationship with the former Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis over the years. He's been really, really good friends. But to me, in a lot of ways, sometimes when you get off of the political folks, I had a chance to talk to Danny Glover, the great actor.
Oh yeah.
He was fascinating to talk to. I've had the opportunity to talk to people in the music world like Wynton Marsalis and Sheryl Crow. So it's been what I would say is that it's been an opportunity to find out what people who are not just running for office, because you're going to get a very, talking point centric kind of interview. But you get people who are just, they show their opinion or they share their opinion. They may have something more to say than the guy or the woman running for office.
You know what I love so much about you, Jeff, is you are not only a great interviewer, but your opinions and your beliefs, you don't have any problem sharing those. And there are far too many people, I think, who are in the kinds of positions on the airwaves today, Jeff, where people just are afraid to ask the tough questions of people. It's certain things have certainly changed in the amount of time that you've been on the airwaves to where we are today.
No doubt. I mean, it's really sad to see, so many people on the cable networks, which you and I watch all the time, give softball questions to the likes of Mr. Trump and others. Saw that over the weekend. And then there are very few people who will, criticize former president or current president Biden. I mean, I think he did some really good things, but to know what his physical state and the fact that there was very few people who were criticizing, before the David Axelrods and the others on the mainstream cable networks started to do so. But if you can't critique your own side and you're not going to critique the other side, what are you doing? There's a certain cheerleader. I understand that, and the Democrats need that, but they don't need it with sort of, all these filters attached to it either.
So Jeff, you talk about the Democrats. Hang on, hold the thought. 855-752-4842. I'm joined by the one and only Jeff Santos. He's been a, it almost appears, Jeff, that, you've been around, as long as Ronald Reagan was in radio. But I love having the dialogue and conversations with you. You've invited me on your show many times. It's great to have you on the air. So, guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752. Jeff Santos is on the air.
News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Ithaca School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats, currently held by Robert Busher and Kelly Variance, are at-large positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. If you are an Ithaca School District resident interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has been appointed the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee by Speaker Robin Voss. The Joint Finance Committee is a statutory 16-member standing committee of the Wisconsin Legislature. The committee's primary responsibility is to serve as the principal legislative committee charged with review of all state appropriations and revenues. Kurtz says he's grateful to serve in the position. He added, quote, Wisconsin is once again in a strong fiscal position going into the next budget cycle. We've made historic investments in local government, transportation, infrastructure, and workforce housing. The legislature passed three variations of tax cuts that were ultimately vetoed by the governor. I look forward to returning the surplus to the hardworking taxpayers of our great state while ensuring continued investments in special education, first responders, local roads, and rural hospitals. Kurtz has been representing the 50th Assembly District. In November, he was reelected to serve a fourth term in the State Assembly. However, with the new maps, he will now represent the 41st Assembly District. This will also be his third term serving on the Joint Finance Committee.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus, a law review, James Santel will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
just a Christmas without the one you love. New Year's just a New Year's without the one you love.
Underneath the mistletoe I saw a face all aglow last year this time. Now I stand all alone and my house is not a home without that girl of mine.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. I'm joined by my good friend, Jeff Santos, award-winning radio talk show host all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. And before I got some questions I want to ask you, Jeff, I got a caller who wants, who's from New Jersey. Brendan wants, he's got a question for you. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, I just checked out Mr. Santos, his thing on Facebook, so I can't look forward to start. I look forward to start listening to him 3 to 5 Monday through Friday. Some good voices after I hear our friend Earl in the morning. But, yeah, interesting. Carrie Lake has finally found her parasite position in the Trump Organization. She's going to run the new state TV channel that Trump's going to put together. Unfortunately, I'm sure that there's another blonde that we hear talking about Trump all the time. It's not going to be very happy about that. But anyway, I also wanted to say that, you know, it also came out today, either in a post or somewhere in the ether, that he finally admitted he's not going to be able to bring grocery prices down. The shock almost knocked me out of my seat. I want to say that. Next, he'll be telling us about gas prices that are going up, and we'll all be shocked. But I wanted to get your feeling on what do you think is going to happen when the MAGA folks finally wake up and realize that they were duped again?
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, yeah, thank you, Brendan. I look forward to hearing from you in the future. I just think that, you know, what you're getting with Carrie Lake and what you're getting with the Trump folks is just more of the same BS. I mean, he is the ultimate con man, the ultimate liar in chief. And what you basically have is a group of people who are going to say one thing in a campaign and do another, which is, you know, typical of politics, but they do it with such glee and lying and making things to a person who may not pay attention to politics, you know, the $35,000 a year person who, you know, doesn't pay attention to politics except maybe a week or two before the election. And, you know, they just basically look at Fox News or something. And all of a sudden they make the decision, oh, yeah, that Trump guy, yeah, I'll vote for him. And they're going to be surprised because not only are the tariffs going to cause problems, but you're going to have issues with Trump and his more tax cuts to come. Where are we going to – what's going to happen to people who are on health care, on the Obamacare plan, Affordable Care Act? What's going to happen to people who are having their kids in school? Are they going to yank them out because – they have a Latino sounding name? I mean, this is, people are going to learn, and they're going to learn the hard way, unfortunately, because of what happened in November 5th.
So, Jeff, there are people who call and we have conversations and dialogue, and they say, well, I voted for Donald Trump out of a protest because the Democratic Party did not focus on or pay any attention to me. I live in rural America, and I'm forgotten, and the Democrats, you know, totally didn't address my issues. What do you say to those people who either did vote for Donald Trump or didn't vote for Donald Trump as we ramp up with what you and I know is going to be the worst presidential 4 years in the history of our nation?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be talk show focused here. You must be an idiot to vote for Donald Trump, number one. Secondly, I think that there needs to be a review of how you communicate your message. Look, Joe Biden did some good things. He the American Rescue Plan, you know, he was at 60% giving people back the money, providing the new legislation with the IRA bill, which, you know, focused on green jobs. The fact that you reduced the unemployment numbers, reduced the gas prices. At the end, people were driving around Wisconsin. Some of the New York Times and former New York Times writer, CNN journalist, said he drove across under $3 a gallon. But why didn't the Biden administration, why didn't the Harris campaign tell people that day in and day out, as opposed, well, the economy is bad, we understand the problems, you know, with the price of eggs and so forth. And then they go into the one thing that really frustrates me, and I'm going to say this, and again, I know no disrespect to President Biden, but you blew it, buddy, in this regard. The issue that, to me, for a lot of people who are people of color and African-American, when you only do events at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, that means it's 11 o'clock in the morning where people are working in California and in Nevada and Arizona, where obviously he lost those two states, or Harris did, is you cannot do that and then expect people to know your accomplishment. And you don't tell people. So the people who actually have all the platforms in the world, in the Republicans, radio, TV, online, they're going to fill the gap. So people don't know that the gas prices went down. People don't know that the unemployment numbers went down. And I understand it wasn't perfect, but explain what happened in 2020. Why are we not running ads in the final 2 weeks of the campaign showing the disaster that was left on the doorstep? I mean, it was not only a pile of poop, it was 6 feet high. I mean, you mean
after Donald Trump's first 4 years?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, look at the video you had. The people of dumpsters being full because of the bodies that were being thrown in because of COVID.
Yes.
You had empty streets in New York City and San Francisco. All of this could be used on a montage of, you want Donald Trump back again? You want this again? But I never saw it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. But I do have a guy that we're going to bring on that I would love for you to have a dialogue with, CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You have a chance to speak with a guy who has been around the block a few times, Jeff Santos. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. Mr. Santos, more people have died of COVID under Joe Biden. The world's on fire. Wars that were started under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And needless to say, the vice president called the wall evil, but then in her dire straits of her campaign, said that we needed to build it. So you're going to eat crow just like she has, because the world is crying out for President Trump. Leaders around the world are already treating him as the president, as Joe Biden falls asleep in meetings. So I'd be willing to debate you anytime, anywhere. And
hey, CJ, be careful what you wish for. You just may get it. Jeff, you want to respond to CJ?
Yeah. Bring it on, Mr. CJ. Look, first of all, your facts are wrong. There were a number of people who had COVID, and Mr. President Trump was telling him to drink bleach. That's not a way you cure it. So first of all, secondly, Joe Biden was the one that gave vaccines to everybody, and he did a good job there. Could have been better, sure. But you have to understand what is being thrown out, that media that you listen to, CJ, is all a bunch of BS. You're trying to tell me that Trump is going to do something for the person who makes $35,000 a year? What is he going to do? Give you a tax cut for $2? Is that what you're expecting? Or if you make $500,000 a year, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit. Or if you're making $3 million, but I don't think you're listening to me and Earl Ingram if you're making $3 million a year. You should be, but you maybe not be.
CJ, you want to respond?
Every American had more money in his pocket with President Trump than they did with Joe Biden and Kamala, border czar Harris. The facts are, name the country that was invaded during Donald Trump's presidency. Can you? I'm sure you can't because it didn't happen. Israel was attacked. This president, on his last days, finally gives weapons to Ukraine out of desperation. But you know what it was? It was to throw more gasoline on the fire, because this president is falling asleep, and the new president is going to save America and put more money in their pocket, and we're going to be more respected around the world, finally.
All right, so, Jeff, your shot.
Well, you know, this is a lot more propaganda. I'm glad you got the talking points from the Trump campaign, the transition team, I guess, DJ. But the point is this, you know, if you believe that, you know, I got another bridge in Arizona I can get you. The point is, it's just more of the same. You can give me all these talking points about Biden falling asleep and so forth, but Biden actually did a pretty good job for this country. And all I can remember is Donald Trump telling people to drink bleach at the end, and then eventually doing a coup d'etat on the country on January 6th. Thank you, CJ.
All right. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, my friend Jeff Santos. I hope Civic Media finds a spot for you on the radio, on the station, because you would be an excellent addition. Wow. Jeff just heard CJ one time.
Yep.
And he knows exactly everything. He knows everything that the rest of us have been hearing now for the past 4 years. Jeff, what I would say is I keep on bringing up the point that we need to be a proud FDR Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. And I do think that two areas where the Democrats have gone wrong. One, Joe Biden should have either had a surrogate like Carville or Begala out there every single day, or even Kamala, because we all know that they did put her in hiding for a long time, it felt like. Every day, talking about the positives. If he couldn't talk about the positive policies that he had. But second, Bernie Sanders really lost an opportunity because of the fact that he wasn't independent. And he wasn't really committed to the Democratic Party. And he also did not ride the wave of saying that I am here to complete FDR's vision. What do you think, Jeff?
All right, Tom, thank you.
Good to hear your voice, Tom. The fact is that the Democratic Party, and there's a debate going on now. They just re-upped the Schumer in the Senate. For me, that was a mistake. But Jayapal is leaving the Progressive Caucus, and she has a game plan that is focused on the working class. And Democrats have to figure out a way to get the FDR message, as Tom was saying, and unify that across racial lines. Working class does not mean working class white guy in rural Wisconsin or rural Kansas. It means people who are working as a union member, as you did, Mr. Earl Ingram. And by the way, he is a jewel, Milwaukee and Wisconsin. You want to make sure that Earl Ingram is on your air for years and years to come. Secondly, if you can get people to understand that the biggest concerns that people have today are housing, cost of housing, rental, and obviously buying a house, the concern of health care, the concern of education. The Republicans aren't going to do anything for you. Democrats didn't do enough, but that's your only hope. The better off the Democrats are with a working class message appealing to everybody, black, white, brown, Asian.
All right, 855-752-4842. The one and only Jeff Santos is on the line.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm so happy to have my good friend Jeff Santos on the line, a nationally renowned radio talk show. Jeff, we've constantly heard the Democrats, we've got a big tent. We've got a big tent. That having a big tent cost the Democrats this time around? Is there such a thing as a big tent? And if having a big tent is something they've been proud of, where do they go from here?
Well, there's a lot of BS that it goes on in the Republican Party, but there's some that that Democrats buy into. And the one thing is, the Democrats, you got to move more to the Senate. You got to move more to the Senate. That's complete BS. And again, as Tom said, and I talk about on my show quite often, is that the Democrats need to be an economic party. You do not want to get caught up into a trap, which Republicans want to catch you into. They want to talk about socialism. You want to talk about transgender. They want to talk about the focus is on, how many people, are involved with sex changes and stuff like that. You do not want to get into that kind of discussion. So what you do, if you answer that question, you just say, look, it's a human right. A transgender person is a human being. You treat every human being as you would want to be treated like yourself. End of story, move on to the next subject. And the subject that the Democrats can win on, going back to Roosevelt, going back to Kennedy and Johnson and Obama and Clinton, is the economy. I mean, Carville said it's the economy stupid. If you focus on those issues and how you're going to improve it, you win. But the Democrats get off of this. And this stupid idea that, African-Americans and they're asking for too much or the Latino community. People want a good job at a good wage. Provide that. Amplify it. Hire people like Earl and myself
to be on the air around the country talking about this. Don't put Joe Biden on Earl Ingram's show, you know, a month before he leaves the air and expect miracles. Don't expect anything to come from me. Look, it is so frustrating, Earl, and you can hear it in my voice. The opportunities were there for the Democratic Party this time to win, but they didn't do it.
You know, Jeff, not only did they not do it, but we've got to deal with the dismantling of our nation as we know it. You know, all of us are sitting here watching a man handpick people who will kiss his ring. They're going to be running. They're going to be running our government. This is an unbearable reality. Not only is it unbearable, how long is it going to take to recover from this, Jeff?
Well, it's going to take a long time. But let me just say this. The important element here, and Democrats are going to be really smart in how they message and how they activate the opposition here. In 2026, you have a chance to take back the House. You know, it's a couple of seats there. In the Senate, you got to get four seats. Now, there's going to be a couple of things that you should keep an eye on. Well, Sherrod Brown, who I think has been on my show many times, really good senator from Ohio, he run for the open seat or the seat that would be appointment by the Vance being the vice president in Ohio. You can win in Maine. You can potentially win in North Carolina. And could you get Murkowski to be an independent and work with the Democrats? So you got to do all these things. Because you got to stop Trump, you know, from providing any free legislation. And I mean free in the sense that Republicans will just rubber stamp it. You cannot allow that to happen. So you got to stop it in 2026. And if you do that, maybe we can recover in time for 2028. The other thing I think is really important is that if you look at where we are in terms of describing Donald Trump, not as the dictator. He has to be known as somebody who's a lame duck because he can't run for president, and that's the law. And if he wants to break the law again, then Americans and Democrats need to talk about that. You know, it's there if we do the right things, but it's scary, no doubt about it. For people of color, it's very scary. For women, with the issue of a woman's right to choose, very scary. And for Americans as a whole who anticipating a better economy, you're going to get a rude awakening.
You know, Jeff, we saw this guy, man. We know who he is. It was just four years ago. It was just 4 years. The fact that he's back there is just unbelievable. Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hey, Jeff, it's been a blast, man. I got to get you back real soon. Thank you very much for taking the time out.
Earl, anytime. You're a jewel. Thank you. Great to talk to you anytime, my friend.
All right. We'll make sure it happens. None other than Jeff Santos, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. Hey, dress warm. It's cold outside. See you guys tomorrow with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Madnair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Madnair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As more families look for their loved ones in Syria after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime, a missing American found alive in the country. ABC's James Longman in Damascus has seen the man in a new video.
He's calling himself Travis in the video that was given to me. And the United States believes might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing some 7 months ago from Hungary and has now found himself in Syria.
Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin Fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. President-elect Trump rang the opening bell today at the New York Stock Exchange after being named Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year. In the accompanying cover story, Trump saying he'll begin pardoning January 6 rioters within the first hour of office and promising a virtual closure of the Department of Education. This is ABC News.